So different individuals will advance at a different paces, at different paces. So for that, we need like-minded association. How can we find like-minded association? In general, first principle we need to know is that even like-minded people are not alike. So if we are waiting to find some person with whom, you know, there'll be an ideal match. It's never going to happen. So yes, we are living in a particular community, and if we think, oh, all the devotees in my community are not like-minded, therefore I'll not associate with them, then what will happen is, instead of like-minded association, we will end up liking our mind. And the mind will mislead us eventually. So we recognize that there will always be some level of difference will always be there. But there are some devotees with whom we can naturally gel with more closely, other devotees not so closely. So by observing in the devotee community, and especially we look at their interests. Okay, what is the devotee interested in? Some devotees like kirtan a lot. Some devotees may like distribution of books. Some devotees may like to do services of the deities. Some devotees may like to study scripture deeply. So we can see, and what a devotee likes becomes quite easy to know when you talk with them. What they like is what they normally talk about. So by observing their interests and then understanding our own interests, okay, this is what interests me. Some devotees may like to memorize verses, and some devotees like to sing songs, sing spiritual songs. So we find out what is it that these devotees like, and we find out what is it that we like. See, when we say we want like-minded association, it is also one more problem is that we also don't really know what is our interest. That is also something which is developing gradually. So usually we need to have some senior devotee who guides us regularly, and along with that guidance doesn't mean that we don't have the responsibility for our own spiritual growth. So that guidance keeps us overall on track. So while doing whatever our devotee guides are telling us, at that time we can also observe ourselves. Yeah, you know, with this devotee, I really can have nice association. I feel spiritually inspired. While doing this thing, I feel enlivened. Or this service, I'm able to do well. So we keep observing ourselves also. So by observing others, we understand their interests. We understand what are their likes. And by observing ourselves, we understand what are our interests, what are our likes. And then we can find where is the intersection of the two. So it requires a good amount of introspection. And in general, if some relationships, if we find some like-minded association, then we should treasure that as a gift from Krishna. Even if we have one or two devotee friends with whom who are like-minded, that can help us go on for a long way in our spiritual life. So if we find some, in general, any relationship, it is developing any relationship is like planting a tree. When you plant a tree, the fruits take some time to come. Before that, we have to put in efforts. So if we find, oh, this is a devotee with whom I would like to develop a relationship, then we need to invest. In terms of, let's say the tree needs to be watered, we need to spend some time. And gradually by this, that the relationship will grow. And especially if we find that there is something which, some aspect of bhakti is, which inspires us, then we can take the initiative to try to find out, to associate with other devotees who are in that field, if we have some specific interest. And that way, we can develop that interest and we can grow in like-minded association. So overall, the important thing is not being judgmental about what association we have, rejecting it as not being like-minded, accepting that, but within whatever association we have, we observe others, again, non-judgmentally, and we observe ourselves, and then find a circle of a circle, or rather find a sector which is the intersection of their interests and our interests. And that way we can grow in our bhakti through like-minded association. Does it answer your question? Thank you.
This is a good question. Robin, Krishna consciousness.